Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Christine and Salt. I'm Christine Lee. Joining me now is Governor Ned Lamont. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Christine. Hey, Salt.
You know, today is the second day of Passover, and it's Good Friday. Orthodox Easter is around the corner. I'm sure your message is to encourage people to continue social distancing and try something new, which is a virtual religious celebration.
I think that's what I'm going to do on Sunday. But it is, you know, a time of hope and redemption. And I'm just reminded that this damn virus is contagious, but so is a good deeds and charity. I was just reading about a young guy named Kate Barnes in Rocky Hill who performs in the high school band, but since they're out of business, he did a performance for all the folks at the nursing home in his hometown yesterday. Those are the type of messages I love for this holy weekend.
Well, you know, in that vein, next week we here at the radio station are kicking off Feed a Hero with area restaurants, who these restaurants have already been taking donations and delivering to our frontline heroes, doctors, nurses, area hospitals. So we're going to be taking those donations and helping those restaurants get the word out as they continue to be of service in the area. And we thought that's some good news that you'd like to know about.
Well, Christine, that is great. I thank TIC, and I hope all the listeners respond. That's just what we need. I'll tell you, our nurses and docs, frontline, they're going almost round the clock. We're providing some dormitory housing for them because in many cases they can't get home or don't feel it's appropriate given people that they're treating every day. And just to deliver them a meal, what a pick-me-up that is. Thank you.
Do you feel like we really are reaching a peak here in Connecticut? I know you've discussed May 20th as a potential date for kids to go back to school, where in the past you weren't too sure that they might end up not going back to school at all. But it sounds like things are making positive improvements due to people following the rules.
Thanks to people following the rules and not taking their foot off the accelerator, being serious, especially during this month of April, I'd like to think there's some glimmers of hope. I mean, yesterday, for the first day in obviously months, our hospitals in Fairfield County had one fewer hospitalization. One more bed was unoccupied. And that hasn't happened in a long time. And that's not true around the rest of the state. As you know, the virus continues to head north, and the number of hospitalizations continues to grow, but a little more slowly, because we maybe are beginning to bend the curve.
Are you prepared on what the state will do after this is over? And we know that this will be over, but I'm hearing a lot of stories about how our healthcare employees and people who are at the front lines at restaurants and grocery stores and construction still ongoing, that there's going to be some PTSD involved here, and the aftershocks will be almost as tough as going through it.
Psychological strain is hard. I was talking with Miguel Cardona, our commissioner, yesterday, and he said not only are we doing telelearning, but we also have all of our social counselors reaching out to the kids. They're at home. They're at home all day. They're in social isolation. So via FaceTime and telephone, really working hard to help people through what's a pretty tough time.
Well, how are you decompressing? Because that was one of Salt's questions that he wanted to know. You've done a million interviews and a million press conferences, and you're just really out there being transparent and keeping us up to date with as much information as you can. At the end of the day, how do you handle it with your family when you get home?
Well, fortunately, Annie's here with me, my wife, which is nice because she's often down in Fairfield County. We will get together for Easter with the whole family. I can tell you that I'm here at the residence almost all the time, except for perhaps the press briefings, and I like to take walks. I like to take long walks. You know, people are saying, what are you going to do with the state parks? But I need these long walks, and I think a lot of other people do as well. So if people maintain the, you know, keep your distance, dude. If you maintain that attitude, I think we keep going and be able to take our walks.
I think you should challenge Governor Andrew Cuomo in your press briefings. Like, you know, he always has his brother on. I'd like to see you guys host a press briefing together.
I'd love to do that.
Well,
I told his brother we were on TV. I said, man, I'm happy to be his fellow governor. I wouldn't want to be his kid brother.
I know. It's very funny. Well, Governor Lamont, thank you again for the great work that you're doing, and have a wonderful Easter weekend. And thank you so much for calling in this morning.
Be thankful for these holidays and help somebody else out. I love what you guys are doing with your Meals program. Thank you.